enough custody of the kids.
You know what?
Yeah. I don't get custody.
It has been an insane, pathetic joke.
But right now,
I've had to go
right now, she doesn't know where the kids are.
Do not talk about me as a mother.
At
I'm
home?
So sick to death of you talking
and
about me
sisters?
As a mother and what
where?
I've done
They're
wrong.
They're probably at a firehouse somewhere. She just
Do not
them
talk
the
about
firehouse.
That. I am sick of you accusing me of not being a good mother.
At
7
home?
Years, I've been a good mother. Just remember
mother,
when we went out. Just remember
right
how you upturn a bench.
Where
don't you fucking talk about me being a mother. I hate you.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you just kiss my left nut?
I told you this was a bad idea.
You know what, Ken? The bad idea would be to let your client walk out of here today and drag this thing out for another year, wasting more time and wasting more money. The only good idea is to let me and John do our job and mediate this thing right here.
You want to hear the crazy thing? I know it doesn't feel like it, but we're making progress.
Mm-hmm.
We settled the deal with the cars. Let's see, that takes us to frequent flyer miles. We're flying.
Those are mine.
I want them.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to split them right down the middle. How'd that be, Mr. Kroger?
It would be not good at all. I earned those miles.
Yeah, you earned them flying to Denver to meet your whore.
Oh, Lord.
Well, she's not afraid to express herself sexually, if that's what you mean.
She is a stripper, for God's sake.
She is not.
Her name is Chastity. She is white trash. Same as you. Hillbilly.
That's it. Go comatose for me, baby.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Hold it. This is getting confusing. You didn't always hate each other. There had to be some nice moments during the courtship, maybe. Or the wedding.
The wedding had to be fun.
You get the decorations, families coming together. That's a nice moment. What'd you have to eat?
Crab cakes.
Are you kidding me? Crab cakes? How could you not have a good time eating crab cakes? I love them. They're phenomenal.
Did you have a band?
Yeah.
Good or bad?
Who gives a shit? It's a great band. It's a bad band. It's like pizza, baby. It's good no matter what. There's music in
you
the air.
You get
them
playing Shout.
Yeah.
Hey, a little bit
Shout now. Jump up and shout now. It's a good time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rubbing up against each other. Just a couple of kids who like to fuck trying to make it honest. I get it. Guys, the real enemy here is the institution of marriage. It's not realistic. It's crazy. And don't do this for the other person. It's about saying yes to yourself and saying yes to your future.
Say yes.
And have some opportunities for yourself. I'm sure you'd love to be free. Maybe go out and meet some Latin guy that can dance, grind up on you, make it feel dangerous but also safe. And how about you? Don't you want to get inside Chastity without having to wonder if anyone's going to find out?
God, wouldn't that be sweet?
Wouldn't that be nice? And have some Latin guy sweating all over you, talking to you in languages you don't understand, needing you, wanting you, taking you?
All we're trying to say is, put your swords away for a second. Let's finish this and let's move on.
Get out there and get some strange ass. Could you give her a glass of water so she can take that?
Hey, John, that's weird. That glass looks half full to me.
Wow. Now that you mention it, it is half full.
You can have the miles.
Ah, sweetie. You take the miles.
Great. Great. Let's sign the paperwork and we are done.
This is just semantics. If you guys want to throw a couple miles at us, we'll take a couple. The big thing is that we're all moving on.
Could you two just not talk anymore?
Oh, good. You got it. Is it 100% goose down?
Yes.
You sure?
Why do you need this?
I sleep over at John's house every year for his birthday.
Okay, that's not creepy.
I guess it is a little creepy when a young man who happens to be an only child loses both of his parents in a tragic accident 1 month before his birthday and then has a best friend make a vow that he will never spend his birthday alone again. Maybe that would fall under the category of creepy.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
No, you're really sweet. I've got the perfect girl for you.
Janice, I apologize to you if I don't seem real eager to jump into a forced, awkward, intimate situation that people like to call dating. I don't like the feeling. You're sitting there, you're wondering, do I have food on my face? Am I eating? Am I talking too much? Are they talking enough? Am I interested? I'm not really interested. Should I play like I'm interested, but I'm not that interested, but I think she might be interested, but do I want to be interested, but now she's not interested? So now all of a sudden I'm starting to get interested. And when am I supposed to kiss her? Do I have to wait for the door? Because then it's awkward. It's like, well, good night. Do you do like the ass out hug? Where you like to, you hug each other like this and the ass sticks out because you're trying not to get too close? Or you just go right in and kiss them on the lips? Or don't kiss them at all? It's very difficult trying to read the situation. And all the while you're just really wondering, are we going to get hopped up enough to make some bad decisions and perhaps play a little game called just a tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels, or ouch, ouch, you're on my hair.
Okay.
Okay, can you put that so he can't see it and thank you. Hey, Janice. Great talk. John?
Yeah?
I gotta see you right away. It's important.
What's going on?
We got 3 really big weeks ahead of us.
It's wedding season, kid!
You sandbagging son of a bitch!
I got us down for 17 of them already.
Okay, now how many of them are cash bars?
Great question. Love where your head's at. And 2 of them actually are. But I got us covered. Purple Hearts. We won't have to pay for a drink all night.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
We are going to have tons and tons of opportunities to meet gorgeous ladies that are so aroused by the thought of marriage that they'll throw their inhibitions to the wind.
And who's going to be there to catch them?
Grab that net and catch that beautiful butterfly, pal. What do you like better, Christmas or wedding season?
Mr. Gray.
Yes. The answer would be, wedding season?
Bingo. I'm going to go get my suit. Oh, now who are we this time? Hey, Lou Epstein, I want you to meet a real mensch, Chuck Schwartz. Stop.
And as we carry on the tradition of thousands of years, we honor the eternal bond that stretches through the ages. I have known this couple for many years. Deborah, I've actually known for her entire life. I was at her house when her parents brought her home from the hospital. And I was there the day she graduated from medical school. Gosh, those of you who were there, no, it was not a very pretty sight. But he has pulled himself together nicely and has grown into a remarkable young man himself.
Okay.
He never got around the courage to ask her out. Until 10 years later, John was in the emergency room with a broken arm. He saw Deborah. And he said to himself, "Wait, that's the girl I'm going to marry. I now pronounce you man and wife."
Mother!
Does anyone know what this here is used for?
Growing a fatty.
No, not for. Where'd you learn that? You're gonna get a whole combination. You're gonna get the frostings in the middle and on the other end.
You both look beautiful up there today, particularly Debbie in that white dress. Enjoy it. After tomorrow, I don't think you're going to be able to get away with wearing a white dress.
Here, I'll just pick this off. I'll grab this piece. That's it. In the words of the old country,
L'chaim.
Now, I saw you at the wedding.
And?
You were crying.
Shit, you weren't supposed to see that. Now you probably think I'm a big pussy.
No, you were so sweet. Come here.
Look, I knew I was never going to be a professional bullfighter. But that's not why I did it.
Weren't you scared?
Can I say yes?
Sanjay Collins.
Chuck Kendall. Excited to be here.
Seamus O'Toole.
Bobby O'Shea.
I'm ready to get drunk.
Who is that?
Him. I think that's just Kid Leonard, the diabetic.
Who is that?
That's a Luigi and a Gina son of Christopher. You're not the banker.
Oh, that's Mylin's adopted son, Manny, the veterinarian.
French Foreign Legion.
We lost a lot of good men out there.
Wow, really? Mount Everest?
don't like to talk about it because we lost so many good men out there.
Oh, so many good men out there.
Playing with the Yankees?
Yes, with the Yankees, you lose good men to trades and unruly fans. I don't want to talk about it. I'm sorry.
Tattoo on the lower back. Might as well be a bullseye.
You know how they say we only use 10% of our brains? I think we only use 10% of our hearts.
I feel so tiny in your arms.
Really? How tall are you?
6'5", but I feel like I'm 4 feet.
Read some poetry. Courtesy of Sarah McLachlan.
You've been so good to me. You know you make me wanna shout.
Dad, you gotta treat cake like a lady.
Look at that.
Oh, I got my money ball.
And then everyone said, jabroni.
Jabroni. Fucking guy, unbelievable.
Would you say you're completely full of shit or just 50%?
I hope just 50, but who knows?
Bet that blonde was a real shot of life.
Yeah, real shot. I don't think we're being, I don't want to say sleazy, because that's not the right word, but a little irresponsible, mean.
No. One day you'll look back on all this and laugh. Say we were young and stupid. Couple of dumb kids running around.
We're not that young.
Hell of a season, pal.
Hell of a season.
Oh, Baba Ganoush.
What do we got?
Christmas come early.
Secretary Cleary?
The Secretary of the Treasury, the guy you love since business school. Don't thank me.
I don't know. I mean, I thought the season was over. I was looking forward to kind of taking a break for a little bit.
John, what are you talking about? This is the Kentucky Derby of weddings. It's the Clearys. They're an American institution. Pal, there's going to be over 200 single women at this wedding. Not to mention, if you look here, they got three live bands. They got oysters, snacks, phenomenal finger food.
I'm tired, okay? My feet hurt. My voice is hoarse.
Oh, please don't take a turn to negative town.
What are you talking about? Who's getting negative?
What, the Buckner nuptials? You were sitting and sulking in the corner.
I wasn't sulking. I twisted my ankle.
Rule number 6. Do not sit in the corner and sulk. It draws attention to you in a negative way. Draw attention to yourself, but on your own terms.
Please don't quote the rules to me. I know them.
When Chaz Reinhold passed the sacred rules of wedding crashing onto us 12 years ago, he gave us a legacy.
You make it sound like a cult, okay? And from everything you've told me about Chaz, he sounds like a kook.
You bite your tongue. Chaz Reinhold is not a kook. He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
He lived with his mother till he was 40. She tried to poison his oatmeal.
Erroneous! Erroneous! Erroneous on both counts!
Oh, Lord, here we go again.
What you should be worried about is not Chaz Reinhold, who's in the Hall of Fame. What you should be worried about is you're getting sloppy. Now, if you sit there and expect me to go out on the limb and try to pull off the greatest crash of all time, I gotta know that your head's right. There is no room for error. Secret Service. Consequences.
I love your enthusiasm. If I do this, I don't want to half-ass it. I want it well-planned.
He's back! All right, partner. We'll start scheming tonight, okay?
Sounds good.
You need to have it on line 6.
Okay.
Could be fun.
Congratulations, Captain.
Thank you.
Bill, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Secretary, just grow up so damn fast now.
It's true, sir.
Okay. Let's do our pregame.
What do you got?
A few articles on Secretary Cleary's economic policies. There's also a roster of key family members, a glossary, sailing terms.
Sailing?
Sailing's like sex to these people. They love it.
Harvard, Kennedy School of Government, mom's big with charities, blah, blah, blah. 3 daughters, 1 son. I get it. Good work.
Good.
That again, please.
Okay, what's our backstory?
We're brothers from New Hampshire. We're venture capitalists.
I'm sick of that. Let's be from Vermont, and let's have an emerging maple syrup conglomerate.
Yeah, that's stupid. We don't know anything about maple syrup.
I happen to know everything there is to know about maple syrup. I love maple syrup. I love maple syrup on pancakes. I love it on pizza. I like to take maple syrup and put a little bit in my hair when I've had a rough week. What do you think holds it up, Slick?
It's the first quarter of the big game. You want to toss up a Hail Mary. I'd like to be pimps from Oakland or cowboys from Arizona, but it's not Halloween. Grow up, Peter Pan, Count Chocula. Look, we've been to a million weddings, and guess what? Rocked them all.
Great day.
The eagle has landed. The big show. Hey, hey.
Fifth row back with the fancy hat. I like that.
No, don't waste your time on girls with hats. They tend to be very proper.
Yeah? The proper girl in the hat just I fuck the shit out of me.
I'm sorry. Why'd you say a little louder? I don't think the priest hurt you. Look, John, I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry, okay? I'm not gonna apologize. I'm a coxman.
Tourette's. Frank Myers.
John Ryan. Say hello to my brother Jeremy.
Hi, how are you? So, how do you know the groom?
We are Uncle Ned's kids.
Mm-hmm. Uncle Ned? Is he Liz's brother?
Uncle Ned, the brother of Aunt Liz.
How is everybody?
Well, Dad kind of putters around the house. Aunt Liz sends her best. She couldn't make it.
Yeah, I know. She's dead.
From the grave. She sends her best from the grave. We've become extremely spiritual ever since she passed.
I see.
But thank you so much for your kindness, brother. Lord knows we need family now more than ever.
You're welcome.
Thank you. How many times are you going to do this shit?
Rule number 32,
you don't commit to a relative unless you're absolutely positive that they have a pulse.
Rule 16, give me an up-to-date family tree. That was your mistake. You made me look like an idiot.
Rule number 76, no excuses. Play like a champion.
Hello, Red.
Tibbs.
She's all yours. I ain't gonna fight you.
Now for our next reading, I'd like to ask the bride's sister Gloria up to the lectern.
$20, 1 Corinthians.
Double or nothing, Colossians 3:12.
And now a reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Love is patient. Love is kind.
As you all know, Craig and Christina are quite the sailing enthusiasts. In that light, they have elected to exchange vows which they themselves have written. The ring.
I, Craig, take you, Christina, to be my wife, my best friend, and my first mate. Through sickness and health, clear skies and squalls.
Sorry, I have a tickle in my throat.
I, Christina, take you, Craig, to be my best friend and my captain, to be your anchor and your sail.
What's the first?
Your starboard and your port.
And now I pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the first mate.
Classy, right?
Yes, you did. Class. First class all the way. You were not lying.
Class, class, class.
We got some kind of seasoning on here. It must be sprinkled.
Okay. Go get us seats near, but not too near the bridal party. I'm going to go drop this box of fresh Wyoming air.
If you see any cloud cakes, get your hands on something. I love it.
Consider it done. Fondue set.
Excuse me?
The present you're holding is a sterling silver fondue set. John Ryan.
Claire Cleary. So how do you know that?
Well, I'm a psychic.
You're psychic?
I am.
Really?
Yes.
What's that one?
Knife set. German, very nice.
Hmm. And that?
Cotton linens, Egyptian.
Ooh. What about that?
Oh, I'll go all day. Place settings, candlesticks, crystal stemware, which they'll probably never use because it's crystal stemware.
Okay, how about that?
This? Massage oils and a book on Tantra. I'm a wacky aunt.
Check.
Who's it from?
Aunt Millie.
Yes.
Well, you have a gift.
I know. Unfortunately, my powers only apply to useless consumer products.
Well, you know, if the police are missing a Belgian waffle maker, you could give them a hand.
Claire, we need your pictures.
Okay.
Who's your friend?
This is John Ryan.
Hello.
Excuse us.
I might just have one more of the samplers here. But
what do we got?
I'll come back with some more stuff. That's good, though.
This bacon, wrapped scallops, phenomenal.
Really hit the spot. Unbelievable.
Oh, shit. Isn't that the girl you hooked up with at the Andersons' wedding?
Jesus, I'm smoking.
No, don't panic. We're going to do number 10 from the playbook. Here she comes.
Shlomo? I thought you were renouncing all your possessions and moving to Nepal. Shlomo, don't you remember me?
Oh, my God, you didn't hear. I'm so sorry. Shlomo had a scuba diving accident. Yeah, he came up too fast and the oxygen deprivation. Poor guy, he doesn't remember anyone, even me, his own brother. I'm just some nice guy who helps him out.
You poor thing.
He actually can't hear anything either. It's part of the accident. So are you here for the Cleary's wedding?
Oh, yes. But I have to leave. I've got a flight to Madrid.
Oh, you have to leave?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I could hang out for a few minutes.
Oh, actually, that won't be necessary. Shlomo would now like me to take him to the bathroom and then get him some crab cakes. So, yeah, no, that's... Okay. I'm going to take you to get crab cakes first, then I'll take you to the bathroom.
You know what? Here's my number. If there is anything I can do to help...
Okay, have a safe flight. Don't worry about us. We're going to be fine. We're going to make it.
Okay.
Doctor.
She looked good. I might give her a shout.
How are you going to call her? She thinks you're deaf.
Everyone wants to be a part of a miracle. I turn the corner, she's a part of it. People helping people is powerful stuff.
God, you're a sick man. You also may be a genius. Okay, so what angle are you going to play here?
I'm going to go with the balloon animal display for the kids. And then when she comes close to check it out, guess who's a broken man? Haunted past.
Excellent.
How about you?
I'm going to dance with the little flower girl on
display for the kids. And then when she comes close to check it out, guess who's a broken man? Haunted past.
Excellent.
How about you?
I might dance with the little flower girl, or I might be a charter member of Oprah's book club.
It's all deadly.
Yes.
See you in a little. Final cut. There it is. One happy elephant. All right. Who else wants something?
I want a bicycle.
A bicycle? Well, bicycle, I can take a lot of balloons. And honestly, Uncle Jeremy's a little tired right now, so why don't we do something like, let's say, a giraffe?
I just want a bicycle!
Why are you yelling at me?
Whatever. Make me a bicycle, clown.
I'm going to make you a bicycle. But I don't want to make you a bicycle.
Shut your mouth, funny guy, and make it.
You got it.
How you do with somebody your own age?
I think I'm up to the challenge. All right, will you save me a dance for later?
Maybe.
Okay.
Go on, take it. You hyena. Don't say thank you.
Hi. You're good.
That thing? I'm just warming up. Last week I did a exact replica to scale of Wrigley Field. Honest to God, I don't have anywhere to put it.
Okay, then I'll take a sports car.
How about a dance?
That's what I really wanted.
Thank you.
So how long you and the secretary been married?
30 years next April.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. And we were faithful for two of them. Enjoyed the party.
Congratulations, Mr. Spanks.
Thanks.
Secretary Cleary, John Ryan.
Hi, John.
I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed your position paper on economic expansion in Micronesia.
You read my position paper?
Read it while I was sailing my boat to Bermuda.
A sailor? Good man. Take a seat.
Oh, thanks.
You didn't happen to catch my speech on the Paraguayan debt and money supply issue, did you?
Are you kidding me? I thought it was great. Your argument for the inverse ratio of capitalization to debt was genius. Now, if we can just get Congress not to be so short-sighted.
Yes! Well put, short-sighted. John, they say you and I head out to the deck and light up a couple of cigars.
Stogies?
Yeah.
Why not?
It's just that we lost a lot of really good men out there. I'm sorry. Gordy, I think I gotta go get some fresh air. Thank you so much for the dance, and it was wonderful to meet you. I wish I was stronger.
John, you seem like an astute man.
Thank you.
Maybe you can help explain something to me. See that young man out there on the dock?
Sure.
That's my son, Todd. 22 years old, the whole world in front of him. Every advantage in life, advantages I never had. Well, that's not exactly true. He had the same advantages I had, which is a hell of a lot of advantages. So here's my question. What's he got to be so morose about?
Maybe he hasn't found something to believe in.
Oh, he says he believes in art. But all I've seen him do is dribble his own blood on a canvas and smear it around with a stick.
You know, some people call that art.
It's crap. What about having a public service? An obligation to a fellow man.
Maybe he's just trying to find his own way, his own path. I mean, you cast a pretty big shadow.
Perhaps I should take it easier on him.
Perhaps.
Death, you are my bitch lover! Todd, that's good! Tell him, mean ocean!
Oh. It's a start.
So you dove into the icy water? I mean, why would a man risk his own life for the life of a complete stranger?
The great 19th century philosopher Schopenhauer, he said at that moment when a human sees another human in danger, that there's this breaking in of metaphysical awareness. Do you know what that awareness is, Gloria?
What?
That we're all one. That separateness is an illusion, and that I'm one with everyone, with the Prime Minister of England, and my cousin Harry, you and me, the fat kid from What's Happening, the Olsen twins, Natalie Portman, the guy who wrote Catcher in the Rye, Nat King Cole, Carrot Top, Jay-Z, Weird Al Yankovic, Harry Potter, if he existed, the whore on the street corner, your mother, we're all one. That my hands are your hands.
Oh.
And that my cheek is really your cheek. And that my lips, according to Mr. Schopenhauer, they are.
Well, the guy wants to run for president.
Oh, so you're hiding it.
They are.
Well, the guy wants to run for president.
Oh, so you're hiding it.
He thinks Moby Dick is a venereal disease. Well, that's what I need. Claire.
Sorry to interrupt. Christina wants to talk to you.
Fun's over.
Yeah.
Franklin!
What a great guy.
You were a big hit at this wedding.
Well, and everyone's so nice. It's easy.
They're all full of shit.
What?
Half of these people are here because of my dad. They're all just, you know, suckling at the power teat.
No. Come on, they're here because they want to believe they're in the presence of true love. That's why people come to weddings, because they want to believe in true love.
What's true love?
True love is your soul's recognition of its counterpoint in another.
Well, it's a little cheesy, but I like it.
I saw it on a bumper sticker. So you're going to give a toast?
Yes.
You nervous?
A little bit.
What are you going to say?
Would you...
keep it in your cleavage.
Nowhere else to put it. Normally, I'm not very good at these things, but I think this one's pretty good.
I never thought my sister would find someone who cared about what other people thought as much as she did until I met Craig.
Yes, that's funny. That's funny because it's true. You know, people like funny.
I know, but the whole funny because it's true bit only works if the truth is a small thing. Like, everyone knows Jennifer likes to shop, ha ha ha. I think you're better off going with something from the heart, honestly.
I think that people are going to like this.
I think you're going to hear crickets.
I think you're wrong.
Sounds of silence.
No.
Okay, go walk the plank.
Mm-mm. I'm sticking to it.
Go ahead. Hey, meet me at the back of the room. I'll be the guy waiting to say I told you so. Good luck.
And so, after my ninth stint in rehab, Craig. Oh, Craig. Craig was the only one who still believed in me. Been sober now for 8 months. And I thank God every day for sending me a friend like Craig. I love you, man.
I never thought that my sister would find someone who cared about what other people thought as much as she did until I met Craig. As you all know, my sister and Craig are both lawyers at big law firms in New York. But that's not the only thing they have in common. They both like the color green, like Craig's eyes, and money. You know, someone once told me that true love is the soul's recognition of its counterpoint in another. And I think that that's a very rare thing in this world. And I think it's something to be valued. And I'm just really happy that my big sister's found it. Congratulations, Chris.
Oh, that was amazing.
It was really great. We should probably head back so they're not looking for us.
I always knew my first time would be on a beach.
First time? You're a virgin?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Jeremy, we're going to be so happy together. I love you.
I'm sorry?
I love you.
Totally
safe.
No,
yeah.
Come on.
Come on. Ah, baby, you were awesome.
Listen to me. Awesome.
Okay. John, this is my boyfriend, Zach.
Hey, fella.
How you doing?
Listen, we gotta go meet the Shriners.
Okay. It's great to meet you. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm looking all over for you. I got to get out of here, Pronto. I got a stage 5 clinger.
I need more time.
Did you hear what I just said to you? Stage 5, virgin, clinger? Let's go. I'm going to start the car. I'm serious. Let's go. I don't think that you're appreciating the urgency here. Not only is she a virgin, she's totally off the reservation. I'm terrified of this broad.
There you are.
Hey, Gloria. Wow. What a coincidence. I was just singing your praises. This is John Ryan.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
So my family and a few friends were all going back to our little place on the shore, and it would be so great if you guys came.
Really?
I am sort of wonderful.
Oh, it sounds very nice. But I'm flattered that you would even think of me to include me in something like that, Gloria. Thank you. It kills me, however, to have to tell you. I'm sorry. I won't be able to make it.
Why?
It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be so much fun.
I'm sure it will be fun for the people that are going. I unfortunately can't go. I don't have this monkey suit. I don't have any clothes.
No, we have everything you need.
Problem solved.
Problem solved. The problem's solved.
Deal us in.
Oh, cool. I'm going to run it by my dad.
No, don't ask your dad.
No, the train's going. We got to get on.
Oh, that's terrific. Why don't you just feed me to the lions?
What?
Step on my head when I'm drowning. What a great friend. What do you mean, what? John, this is completely against the rules. You have a wedding and a reception to seal the deal. Period. There's no overtime.
Oh, no overtime?
No.
What about the Chang wedding 3 years ago?
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah. I forgot about that. 2 a.m. You dragged me 50 miles to watch you and some chick play mahjong with her grandmother at a retirement home?
Yeah, completely different situation.
How?
I mean, how? She was a very, very family-oriented girl. And she was very into her grandmother. They're very family-oriented.
Give me a break.
That was my first Asian.
You better lock it up.
You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
Lock it up.
Please. It would mean so much to me, please.
Look at the way he's looking at me. I can tell he doesn't like me, John. He's the Secretary of Treasury. And to be honest with you, my taxes aren't exactly in line.
Oh, come on. You're being paranoid.
He's threatened by the way I dance. Damn it. Why'd I have to go showing off like that? Now I'm all over his radar. Stupid.
You're not that good a dancer.
Oh, please. You and I both know I'm a phenomenal dancer. Now I know you're lying through your teeth. You'll do anything to get me to go on this thing, even if I have to walk right into the lion's den.
Gloria, come on. You know I'm not going to give in to this kind of behavior.
She's like a kid at Toys R Us. I can't be around it.
Don't get off your high horse. Stop judging people.
You take off the white wig, and you stop judging me. I don't want to be around someone who's a nut job.
I need some alone time with her.
If you want to hang out with Claire, the boyfriend, and Sybil, by all means, I'm not going.
Well, let me lay it out for you in simple chapter and verse. You're going.
Let me break it down for you so you understand. I'll hold your hand like a small child. I'm not going.
Yes, you are.
You can go if you want.
Well, you're going to be a team player for once in your life.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
He'd love you to come.
Yes!
Yes! Have a good night.
Bye. Bye.
Sweet home.
Thank you, Dad.
You okay?
Yeah. Come here. Are you okay? Because I'm going to need 100% of Jeremy this weekend, and you're looking a little weird.
She took me below deck for 45 minutes. I don't have any bodily fluids left in me.
Gentlemen, everything okay?
Great.
Great?
Yep.
You know, we were thinking about a little game of touch football, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Clearly family tradition.
Little pigskin, why not?
Great. Don't forget to stretch, guys. We're going to be on the field in 10.
Fit.
I'm not even going to say it, but you know I'm upset.
I know you are. I think you look good.
You know I don't look good.
Hey, honey.
Oh!
Over here.
Are you ready? Are you ready for some football? You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What?
The noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
Just hike the ball, nut job.
Ready, set, hut, hut.
Mississippi,
right Mississippi.
Yeah, crab cake
and football.
Nice. That's what Maryland does.
Hey, buddy. Last shape?
Way to bring it.
I anticipate that rush, man.
No, I just saw you
hey,
had
shut
it.
Shut up!
You gotta anticipate that rush.
Cool. No, of course I do. Of
Steve
course
did a great job.
What happened, Toast?
I think he's on steroids. It's like trying to cover a fucking racehorse.
Boom!
Don't worry about it. We'll burn him with a post.
No, I got a better idea. Look, I want you to bait the post, throw an interception to Claire, get her to feel good, you know, get some involvement. You think you can do that?
John, it's first team all state. I can put the ball wherever I want to. I'll make it rain out here.
All right, guys, bring it in. Blue 17! Blue 17!
Oh, you're going to cover me.
Like white on rice.
All right, I like my odds here. I'm going to give you a little warning. I'm going downtown.
Hot route! Red 7, red 7, red 7!
Look for me in the end zone after this play. I'll be the guy holding the ball.
John!
What?
Red 7!
I don't know what red 7 means.
Hot route!
I don't. What is hot route?
Will you just go stand on the other side, please?
Are you running away from me?
No, I'm just getting over here.
Down!
Come on.
Ready, down, set, hut, 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 hut.
Go, Jeremy!
There you go! Hit me! Hit me! Booyah!
That's what we call a sack lunch! Nom, 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 nom.
Ow! Hurt!
Big tree fall hard, right?
How many fingers I got up? Come on, Pepe, how many fingers I got up? Oh, come on, I got four. I got just five.
Man down! We got a man down!
Okay.
Hey, is your brother okay?
What? Oh, he's fine.
I can't breathe.
What's that?
I can't breathe.
No, I think he's really hurt.
Well, it serves him right after that throw.
Hey, Baba Ganoush.
I don't know what I don't want got into me, Secretary. I just...
I do. Five generations of large family breeding.
Your father used to pull the same stunt. When you were your age.
You okay?
Great. He threw it perfectly. Come on, get up. Don't oversell it.
I'm not selling anything.
Come on, stop milking it. Make us look like a bunch of pussies.
Jeremy,
sit this play out.
Todd, come on in.
You must be joking.
Wouldn't kill you. We play some competitive sports. Once in a while, would it?
Oh, would that make you love me?
Jesus.
Hey, Jeremy. Red Moondog 7-11, 42-13. Come on. Hut 2.
What?
Jeremy!
Oh, I got you.
No, you didn't.
You're cheating.
You're cheating.
Oh, my God. Your brother, he's down again.
What is his deal?
I don't know what's getting into me today, guys. It's just...
Nature versus nurture, Lodge. Nature always wins.
What are you doing? It's a game of touch. Every time I look over, you're on your ass again.
I didn't hear my lungs. I'd scream at you.
Oh, now you're going to blame me? Because you're not athletic enough to stay on your 2 feet?
I hate you.
Let's take a daiquiri timeout.
Daiquiris.
Oh, sweetheart, why don't you take him into the house and fix him up?
Sure, Mom.
No, don't baby him. That just makes it worse.
Oh, my back.
Oh, great. Game's over. Satisfied. You got everyone on you now. Get all the attention.
Come on, baby.
It's hot out here.
Yeah, it is.
You should have played in your underwear. I'll catch you a drink.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It burns. It stings.
Poor baby.
Oh, Jesus.
You want me to blow on it?
No. No, I don't need any blowing. I'm good.
Jeremy.
I'm good. Thank you, honey.
I'm not wearing any panties.
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. That's fine. You okay. Oh, yeah. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, go on. You just stop. That's fine.
Don't you worry, little Gloria. Mum's the word.
Thank you, Randolph.
A little more discreet, though. Okay?
Jesus Christ.
Don't worry. He won't say anything.
I'm a little confused. It's like 8 hours ago you were a shy little virgin and now you're not wearing any panties. I'm just trying to catch up with you here.
You do that to me. Where's my little friend?
No. I'm sorry. He's tired. He's in timeout. Gloria, please. He's in timeout. Gloria, please. I'm exhausted. I've had a very long day. I had your sister's boyfriend try and help me up and down the field all afternoon. My leg's cut and bleeding. I'm not really in the mood for this.
Ow! Jesus Christ!
My father warned me about people like you, Jeremy. And there's another notch on your belt.
It's not like that. What are you talking? It's not like that.
Really? Then what's it like, Jeremy, huh?
Ow! Ow! No! Wait! It's just that I'm feeling very strongly that we're only starting to express ourselves in a physical, sexual, specifically way. That's it! Way! And I'd like to play some catch-up on finding out who's inside here. Okay?
Jeremy. Jeremy, you're amazing.
Oh, God, I think you're amazing.
Oh, my God, don't ever leave me.
Ever.
Good. Because I'd find you.
Yeah.
Of course, like all kids, I had imaginary friends, but not just one. I had hundreds and hundreds, and all of them from different backgrounds who spoke different languages. And one of them, his name was Caleb, he spoke a magical language that only I could understand. Patato?
Get them all patched up.
I sure did, Daddy.
Flurry bug. Go change for dinner.
Okay.
You know, she's not just another notch on the old belt.
Don't even wear a belt. Beltless.
I'm a very powerful man.
Yes, you are.
See you for dinner.
So I'm president of the Environmental Defense League.
And I pick up this little sea otter and wipe off the oil from the tanker spill.
All right, you gotta step this up already. I'm gonna give you the damn eye drops. And I don't want them. It's too hardcore.
But do you want to be alone with her or not?
Yes.
Put a few of these things in his drink and he'll be going down our toilet seat for the next 24 hours.
I don't want to do it. I can beat this guy. Let's be honorable for once.
And the whiskers. And the oil's flapping. He's give me the eye drops.
Thank you.
Perfect. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for thy bounty on this table and ask that you bless the entire Cleary family and all the friends here assembled. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, these scallops look fantastic.
I bought them from an organic scallop farm right up the coast of Nanichoke.
Actually, Stack got the governor to subsidize part of the project.
And now it's the state's only self-sustaining scallop farm.
Say that 5 times fast. You can't do a self-sustaining scallop.
They actually look terrific. Maybe I'll actually try some when I get the sensation back in my face. The football game.
Yeah, Jeremy, I'm sorry. I just, you know, I have this damn competitive streak. I'm seeing a Buddhist about.
Not just any Buddhist. His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. He's a good friend.
Stop traffic, because when I go back to town, I'm actually going to see an orthopedist about what you did to my back. And not just any orthopedist. I'm going to see a Dr. Epstein who specializes in dislocation.
Hey, Zach, how long have you and Claire been seeing each other?
Claire and I? What's it been, sweetheart? A couple years?
3.5. Yeah, actually, we started dating while we were doing Habitat for Humanity.
Sure.
Pretty soon, we'll be getting married. Yep.
Well, not too soon. we still have a lot of things that we want to accomplish.
Anyway, once Claire and Zach tie the knot, two of the great American families, the Clearys and the Lodges, will finally unite.
Hear, hear.
And then, of course, you can challenge the Klingons for interstellar domination, right?
Jeremy, I saw you on the dance floor. You move pretty good.
Oh,
Thanks a lot. I really just got lucky. I was more in the zone than anything else. It was the booze dancing.
Sorry, guys, I forgot. How are you guys connected to the family again?
Uncle Ned's kids.
You know Uncle Ned, Aunt Liz's brother. Ned and Liz?
No, I don't know.
So, Jeremy, you and your brother are a bunch of capitalists.
That's right.
It's great. Venture capitalists. The backbone of the system. It's the new pioneer.
New pioneer.
So is it just about the money?
No, it's about investing in companies that are ethically and morally defensible.
Well, like what? Give me an example.
Like what? Well, there's the company that we have where we're taking the fur or the wool from sheep, and we turn it into thread for homeless people to sew, and then they make it into cloth, which they in turn sew, and then make little shirts and pants for other homeless people to sell. It's a pretty good deal.
People helping people.
Yeah.
That's very admirable.
Thank you. Although, don't make me out to be a saint just yet. We do turn a small profit. After all, someone has to pay for the lap dances for the big guy here.
He's joking around. Feels so good when he jokes.
What's this company called? Shirts and Pants. Holy Shirts and Pants. It's a little corny and obvious, but what do you get out of being subtle, right?
Well, that's a hell of a good project. I'm going to mention something to the Commerce Secretary.
That would be terrific. That would be great, huh?
Terrific. That was terrific.
Isn't my Willie doing a wonderful job there in Washington?
Mommy.
You know, Willie's father, my husband, was the Secretary of State for President Franklin Roosevelt.
That must have been so thrilling, FDR. Gosh, FDR was a wonderful president.
He was a doll. The wife, though, Eleanor, big dyke.
Oh, good.
Huge dyke. A real rug muncher. Looked like a big lesbian mule.
Grandma, you can't talk like that, okay? It's not right.
Somebody give me another scotch, for Christ's sakes.
I think I'm going to go to bed.
Honey, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm just a little tired.
Okay.
You all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What an athlete, a tremendous competitor.
I know.
Kyle, I noticed that you haven't even touched your food yet.
I don't eat meat or fish.
He's a homo.
Mommy, let's not go there again.
Actually, Todd is an amazing painter. He's going to the Rhode Island School of Design.
Oh, that's a great school. Congratulations, Todd. That's really impressive. RISD.
Yeah, Dad used to think I'd be a political liability. You know, in case he ever ran for president.
Not Todd. Actually, truth be told, polling shows a majority of the American people would ultimately empathize with our situation.
What is our situation, Dad?
You're a homo.
For God's sakes, William, put Mommy to bed already.
Okay. Mommy, we've had a long day.
I can do it myself, asshole.
Wow.
I'll be in my room painting. Homo things.
You just go right ahead, Toddy.
Wonderful scallops.
Absolutely. Wonderful.
You know, I think I'm going to get some air.
I'll get some air if you want some company.
Sure.
Let me just change my shoes. Right. Excuse me.
I'm going to... Can't walk away from the delicious food that we got here.
Just had my tits done. You like them?
Those seem like lovely tits.
William doesn't give a shit about my tits.
Well, darn him. But Mrs. Cleary, this is pretty sudden.
You've been playing cat and mouse with me ever since you came here.
Mrs. Cleary, I don't...
Call me cat.
Okay, cat.
Call me kitty cat.
Okay, kitty cat. This feels borderline inappropriate.
Feel them.
What?
I said feel them.
Mrs. Cleary.
Kitty cat.
I'm sorry, kitty cat. Are you out of your fucking mind?
I'm not letting you out of this room until you feel one.
Wow, they feel really nice. Real orb-like. It's amazing what they can do.
Pervert.
Mom make you feel her tits?
Did you say something, Todd?
Mom make you feel her tits?
Todd, where are you going with this?
Just don't say anything to my dad, though. Some friend of my sister's? She said something to my dad a couple of years ago. He now lives in a shack in Guam. Not by choice.
Stop kidding with me, Todd. You almost had me. Come on.
John, I need to talk to you.
No, not right now.
What's wrong with you? Why you got the weird look all over your face?
Claire's mom just made me grab her Hooters.
Well, snap out of it. What, a hot older woman made you feel her cans? Stop crying like a little girl.
I wasn't crying like a little girl.
Why don't you try getting jacked off under the table in front of the whole damn family and have some real problems? Jackass. What were they like anyway? They look pretty good. Are they real? Are they built for speed or for comfort? What'd you do with them? Motorboat? You play the motorboat? You motorboating son of a bitch. You old sailor, you. Where is she? She's still in the house?
What is wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with? What's wrong with you?
No, what's wrong with you?
No, what's wrong with you? You're projecting.
Drop it.
You drop it. You stop projecting on me. Why don't you go enjoy yourself while I go ice my balls and spit up blood?
Drop it!
Team player. My room.
Oh, dear. I'm too drunk to walk, so carry me to my room.
Can you... Sure.
You banging the daughter and the grandma? How much jam you got, man?
Jam?
Listen, man. The family dog lives downstairs. I can wake him up for you if you like. His name is Snooky.
You could not be more wrong about what's happened.
Just be gentle with her, okay? She be pushing 90.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, good thing I didn't hold my breath.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just, sorry I'm late. I just...
You okay?
No, I'm fine. I just got held up.
My family's a little strange.
A little strange? Come on. Claire, your family are totally nuts. And guess what? I love it.
You do?
Yeah. She's great.
Really?
Yes.
I get a little self-conscious.
It's a family. You're mixing it up. You got the sweet little grandma who's like really sweet with her like little like white hair, but then she's kind of mean. But you're like, well, fuck it. She's so old and she's not going to change now. Shit, it was great. I just hope I didn't embarrass myself with that stupid joke I told.
Are you kidding? That was so funny.
No, really?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, you're like that crazy guest who thinks he's part of the family already.
It's doesn't great. Sound that great. That sounds horrible.
No, it's cute.
The crazy guest who thinks he's like a part of the family is going to say inappropriate stuff? What is that?
Yeah. You know you break the ice?
Yeah.
You're so stuffy sometimes in there.
Claire?
Yeah?
There you are. Have you checked on Zach? I think he's pretty sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, I'll be right in. I should go check on him.
Yeah, sure, okay. Yeah, we'll take a walk some other time. Claire.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to you later.
Are you okay?
Well, Claire, my head's buried in a toilet. What do you think? Why don't you do the math, okay?
Honey, it's okay to be vulnerable sometimes. It's just me.
Yeah, you could just cut that psychobabble bullshit that your mom tells you, okay?
Right.
Hey, you want to help me out? Do you? Do you, kid? Why don't you go get me a 7-Up, okay? All right, because I think I might get vulnerable. Going on.
Baby, I started thinking about what you said before, and I think the problem is I'm not being adventurous enough for you.
Gloria, I'm pretty sure that is not what I've been saying to you.
Baby, I'm going to make all your fantasies come true.
But this is not a fantasy.
I love you.
Yes, we had a moment.
That was right there. Todd, I would have noticed that there was a moment. There was no moment.
I made you a painting.
What?
I call the painting Celebration. It's sexual and violent. I thought you might like it.
No.
It's not coming.
Hide. You gotta hide.
No.
Yes.
They need to know about us.
Bill?
It's okay.
No, hide, hide, hide. Please, please, please. You gotta hide. Not there. Not there. I'm not comfortable. I'm not comfortable with that.
Let's play tummy sticks.
What's tummy sticks? I don't want to play tummy sticks. I don't want to play tummy sticks. Get in the closet.
It's okay. I was where you were a year ago.
Get the fucking closet right now. You go get the closet. 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 Go.
I'll pop out at the right moment.
No, you will not.
Everything okay in here? Thought I heard something.
I was just having a bad dream.
I know about bad dreams. You know, Todd screams at night sometimes. You know, the doctors call it night terrors. I don't know. Okay, then. Sleep well.
There's nothing terrifying about the night.
Now listen. If you let me go to bed, get some sleep, then we can talk tomorrow.
Won't make time for me.
If I get my sleep, I'll have to. I'd love to make time and then talk about the different things, like paintings. Can't wait for tomorrow. We got energy and I can really share some stuff. Okay. Oh, it's gonna be great.
You sleep.
Okay. That was nice. That was nice. Please let me just sleep.
Get in here. Wait till you see the spread. Anything you want.
Yeah, well, get what you want to go. The ferry leaves in 25 minutes. We gotta get out of here.
Oh, what's your problem? Have some of this stuff.
I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, John. I'm fried.
Soft mattress?
Yeah, that could have been it. It could have been the soft mattress, or it could have been the midnight rape, or the nude gay art show that took place in my room. One of those probably added to the lack of sleep.
Try one of these scones. You're gonna love them.
I'm a little too traumatized to have a scone. Let's move.
Can we slow down for a second? The whole eye drop thing backfired. Okay, it didn't work. She had to leave me and go attend to him. Why are you looking at me like that?
You're falling for this broad.
No! I just met her.
Exactly. I'm gonna go.
You can't go.
Watch me. Watch me take this on down the road.
Look, if you leave, Gloria is gonna freak out and throw a shit fit. And it's gonna go into crisis lockdown mode here at the house.
I don't give a bit. Fuck. I just had my own sock duct taped into my mouth last night.
Well, what?
Yeah, the sock that I wore around all day, playing football in, pouring sweat in, was shoved into my mouth, and then was duct taped over it.
Well, let's talk about it. I'm a good listener.
I'm not in a place to discuss what happened, okay? I felt like Jodie Foster and the accused last night. I'm going to go home, see Dr. Finkelstein, and I'm going to tell him we got a whole new bag of issues. We can forget about Mom for a while. I'm going to go.
Suit yourself. Rule number one. Rule number one. Never leave a fellow crasher behind.
I can't believe how selfish you are.
I need you.
A friend in need is a pest. I'll stick it out with you. Because you're desperate.
I need the big guy.
I'm going to try to give you a little bit more time. Because somebody can't close.
Fair enough.
But if you want my help, you got to listen. Number one, stop being a pussy. Number two, make a move. Number three, you know it. Could you pop the syrup for me? Just as a top off? Here's what's going to happen, Tonto. Kemosabe's going to have some flavor. I'm going to choose not to eat with you.
We're not going to eat together?
No. I like to recharge my batteries and shut down the engines and get myself back to neutral. When the meal's over with, I will talk to you. I don't want to get into what happened last night because it's only going to make me mad. Let's get through today. Let's keep our eye on the prize. Let's focus and let's close the mass.
Noted. Can I tell you something without you getting angry? I love you. Yeah, you big guy.
I love you too.
Hello.
Trapster. It's Sack.
Sack, master. How was the wedding?
No, it was boring, you know.
But the bachelor party, of course, rocked. We got Heidi, a couple of those fucking sluts from the environmental group. You remember them?
No way. Did you tap that again?
Once in my place, then once back in the cab.
Damn! Sluts!
How's Claire? Still trying to, figure out what she's doing with her life?
Claire? She's, you know, whatever. I don't know. She's saving the world, one maladjusted kid at a time, but that'll all change when we're married, because I want a wife. I don't want a fucking martyr, right?
I hear that, my friend.
Hey, man, listen. Do you remember that private detective we used to set up that fucking Shearson Lehman prick?
The big sleazy, Tommy Gufano. He's a WAP genius.
Yes! I need you to get some dirt on these two guys, John and Jeremy Ryan. They're brothers from New Hampshire. They got some sort of NPO called Holy Shirts and Pants.
I will check into them.
Excellent, bro.
You the man.
Take it easy.
What a sack!
Oh, he's still not feeling very well.
Well then, we sail without him.
Yes.
We're tacking back round. Do me a favor. Ease the sheet. Swing the jib starboard.
Okay. Let me... One minute.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Just swinging the jib here for your dad. Starboard. Trying to get it over here and crease the sheet.
But starboard's this way.
Oh, that's right. What am I...
Yeah.
What am I thinking?
I'll help.
Okay.
Hang on. Right. Watch the jib boom.
Oh.
All right. Push it this way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is better.
Come on, use the muscle.
There we go.
All right, that's good. Done.
Yeah, I'm used to sailing down under with the Kiwis, so everything's backwards. Even the toilets, when you flush them, the water spins the opposite way. Really freaks you out the first time you see it. Ah.
Woodwind for a while.
On my way. Hey, your dad was telling me about a great beach near here that maybe we could check out if you have any interest when we get back.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Can get confusing up here. If you have a problem, just give me a call.
Thank you.
Sailing. What do we got, Captain?
Take the wheel.
Actually, it'd be a really nice bike ride.
Well, everything's ready for the quail hunt.
Try the quail?
Yeah, it's a Cleary family tradition.
Well, I think you might have to deal me out on this, because we were going to...
Nonsense, I insist.
John, you got to go. You're going to love it.
Zach, honey, you a little bit sick for hunting?
Oh, no, I'm great. Honey, I'm great. Oh, I'm going. Right? Right?
Okay, you're going, so guess I'll see you later.
See you later.
Take it easy, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Environmental's also a hunter. It's kind of an interesting combination.
I hunt quail, Jeremy. They're overpopulated in this region, and they're decimating the grubworm population. You got a fucking problem with that?
Not nearly as much as I do with the attire that you have on, or just your general point of view towards everybody. But let's go kill some birds. I'm psyched. Have you even shot one of these things before?
The whole 17 years we've known each other, I've been sneaking off to go on little hunting trips around the world. No, I don't even know what the fuck a quail is.
I feel totally ridiculous. It's like, why do I have to be in camouflage so the big bad quail doesn't see me?
No. Why can't we hunt something cool like a hawk or an eagle or something with some talons?
That'd be awesome. You mean something like big game, even like a gorilla?
Gorilla.
Or a rhinoceros?
Rhino.
Or a fucking human being? That'll get you jacked up.
It's a little heavy.
I mean, like, you're hunting a human being right now. Most dangerous game. Like a worthy adversary. Not a human being that's armed,
oh,
but a clever human being who knows the jungle.
Like,
or the
bad
woods.
Guy.
There's something not right about these guys.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's time to send them home.
Back. Don't do anything crazy.
You just relax. I'm just going to scare them off.
All right.
To the right!
Ah! Ooh.
Ooh.
They got me!
Oh, shit.
They got me!
Oh, shit.
Ow! Ow! Jesus!
You okay, buddy?
Oh, don't okay, buddy, me.
Look, we just came by and said we're going to take a little bike ride, and then we're going to come back and check up on you and take care of him, okay? I want you to get my little angel up and running. Hang in there.
I hope you flip your bike over and knock your two front teeth out, you selfish son of a bitch. You leave me in the trenches taking grenades, John.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive. Go out and see what you can find. When I can't be, when I dirty, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the last we live here, that's our philosophy.
Randolph.
Shh. I'm watching my stories, man.
Is that what you get paid to do?
It's exactly what I get paid to do.
Look, I want to know where Claire is.
She took a bike ride down to the beach.
With who?
With that fella from the wedding that everyone seemed to be so fond of.
So you're a venture capitalist. What does that mean?
It's really not that interesting, actually.
You don't sound very enthused.
Oh, no, it's just, you know, things start happening and you go down a road and you think it's just for a little while and you get caught up in it and you get kind of into it and you don't even have time to really ask questions about it. Before you know it, you're living a life that you didn't set out to or that you intended to. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
I think that there's some great things that I'd like to do that maybe I'm capable of, hopefully.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
I don't know. We'll see. I'm still young.
Well, you're not that young. I'm sorry.
Give me your hands.
I know this game. Okay.
Am I going to bite you? Do you want full speed or half speed?
Full.
You're never going to hit me, I don't think. I'm pretty quick.
What?
Let me get settled before you
that?
Go. No, because you're supposed to... You gotta wait until I put them back. Come on. So what about you? With sack. Is that a good thing?
Yes, I think it's a good thing.
You don't sound very enthused.
I am. I think I am. I
Okay.
You know, we've just been talking so much about the future lately, and, I mean, I always assumed that we would get married. But, I'm scared. I am. But I think that that's how everyone feels before they're about to get married. I mean, don't you think? Yeah, no, don't answer that. That's my rationalization, and I'm sticking to it.
Fair enough. And I don't mean to pry.
Yes, you did.
Well, however it works out, I hope you... I hope you realize that you deserve somebody great. I have an announcement. I know that we said we were going to wait, but given the spirit of this weekend, well, Claire, come on. Come on. Come on, come on, it's okay. Come on, come on. Claire and I are getting married.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Way to go, man.
Two of the great American families.
Dad.
Congratulations, young man. Welcome to the family. This is wonderful.
Look, Ken, I'm sorry. You win some, you lose some, right? Let's go home.
No, I'm not. I can't do that.
What are you talking about?
Look, I think I'm in love with her.
Yeah, I think. I think that you're nuts. That's what I think.
My dollar of truth.
Jesus Christ.
Hey. How are you?
Mwah.
Okay. Listen, Gloria. You know that I think that you're an amazing person, a really amazing person. But I feel like I have to be upfront with you. I really don't see this relationship going further than this weekend.
But I love you.
Yeah,
but...
I think you'll learn as time goes on that there's a difference between infatuation and love. You know, I mean, obviously you're going to have strong feelings for me because you lost your virginity to me. But that doesn't mean...
I wasn't a virgin.
What?
I wasn't a virgin. Far from it. I just thought that's what guys wanted to hear. Come on. Jeremy.
Ow. Ow. Hello, son. You okay?
Not now, Father, please. No offense to you. I think we might be on different wavelengths. I think you'd just be spinning your wheels with me. But have a little of the sacrament here. No one likes to drink alone. We'll set you up. There you go. Get your hands on it. Take it while it's hot. Take it while it's hot. I'm going to pour it till it's on the train. Here it is.
Can I ask you a question, Father? You ever get horny?
I'm sure you do. But I just, in your position, you're not, right? So you're not allowed to... sleep with anybody, right?
Huh.
Does that get tough sometimes? Do you ever pull on yourself or... Everything works. Do you get swelled up still?
It works.
Well, what do you do?
You pray.
Yeah, I pray too, you know what I mean?
She's good. I mean, I believe that she was a virgin. It hurts to be lied to like that. It's a horrible feeling to feel that way. But I, you know, was looking to take advantage of something too, so could I really feel that bad? It's not like I was who I was. You know what I'm saying? So fair play. And let's be honest with each other here, okay? Let's put all the cards on the table. She's fit for a straitjacket. This broad's fucked three ways towards the weekend. And you want to know what? I dig it. It turns me on. Yeah, it turns me on. Because you want to know what the kicker is, Father? Maybe I'm a little fucking crazy. That's right. Maybe Jeremy's a little nuts. Maybe there's something about me that I'm a little cuckoo. I know it's a surprise. I know it's not on the surface. I mean, I had an imaginary friend when I was a kid. His name was Shiloh. We used to play checkers with each other every day. And bless his heart, Shiloh would always let me win. And that ain't normal. There's something odd in that, but maybe that's what it takes to make you feel like you're connected to somebody. I don't know. But I know when that redhead starts getting kooky that something about me feels alive inside. I'm digging talking with you. You're a really enlightened cat, and I like that about you. I think you're a special, special man. Okay.
Come in for the real thing. Get in here for the real thing.
Oh.
I love you. You're a sweet man.
You can't marry this guy.
Why?
Because I'm falling for you.
Wonderful.
Oh, good news travels fast. Hey. Trapster, talk to me. No shit. And you maybe feel the same way?
Maybe.
Maybe. That's all I needed to know.
But this is crazy because I don't know anything about you.
What do you mean?
You do investments in New Hampshire and you have a crazy brother.
Well, actually, I need to talk to you about that. It's not a big deal, but maybe you want to sit back on the swing.
Johnny! She's trying to kill me!
Whoa!
Get the gun from her!
Put the gun down! Mother, stop!
This is the real world, lady! You can't just go shooting people on a whim!
Why does Grandma have a gun? What did you do?
I told you that in confidence. That was a confession.
What are you talking about?
Why don't you tell her, John? I don't know what's going on. I'm playing catch up, too.
Zach, what are you doing?
Remembering yet? You remember yet?
Are you okay?
They're not who they say they are, Claire. Those aren't even their real names. No, everything they told you is a lie.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Claire, they crash weddings. They crash weddings so they can sleep with girls. Everything that they've told us is a complete fabrication.
No, you're joking.
All of it is like, don't you fucking get up.
Will you just stop?
Okay, okay.
Is that true?
Well, it's not entirely.
No, it's a yes or no question.
I know, but it's complicated.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes. With shades of gray.
I'm not perfect, but who are we kidding? Neither are you. And you want to know what? I dig it.
Jeremy tried to seduce me. You did? I want my painting back.
The painting was a gift, Todd. I'm taking it with me.
You had me going, son. Todd, something special. There's a ferry leaving in 10 minutes. I suggest you be on it. Come on, let's go. He made a fool out of you, Claire. Come on, let's go. Sweetheart.
Thank you.
bunch those panties up into a little ball. Put that little ball right in your mouth. Oh, that's good.
Hang up the phone.
Okay. And I will definitely call you back later then.
Come on, wrap it up.
I'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Larry. Fuck, you can't knock anymore?
I know how I can get to her.
What?
I know how I can get to Claire.
Oh. John, you gotta drop this thing. I can't do this anymore with you, okay? It's been several months and you haven't heard anything from her. She hasn't returned your phone calls. She's never responded to one of your letters. She didn't respond to the candygram.
Right.
God knows what happened to the little kitten that you got her. Because she didn't keep it, and I know you're not raising that goddamn thing.
Okay.
I think it's very obvious at this juncture that she just flat out does not want to see you.
I disagree. Now look, they're having the engagement party for tonight at the Birch Club. We're going at 7:30.
I'm not going. John, I can't. Okay, listen to me. Tasmanian Devil, listen to me. I can't go.
Why?
Because I can't go, because I have a schedule, because I have...
What is your deal? What is your problem? For the past couple months, you've been a ghost. I can't find you any place, and now I come to you with an idea. I put myself on the line. You shoot it down with your negativity. Your goddamn negativity. I don't need it. I'm an idea man. I thrive on enthusiasm. Don't take the wind out of my sails. I need you.
Buddy, you know I love you, and I hate to see you like this. But we got to look at reality here. There's going to be Secret Service at this thing. They have pictures of us. There's not a shot in hell we can get into this thing.
You're so cautious. I'm more of a risk taker. I'm 2 steps ahead of you and 10 steps ahead of Secret Service. Oh, yeah. 46 extra long. Baba Ganoush special. We're waiters.
Buddy, for your own good, you got to let this thing go.
Now, I'm going to meet you there at 7:30, okay?
Okay. Good, man.
Good.
Where's your friend?
Late, as usual. It's Claire. She...
Oh, she's looking fine.
Okay.
You know, they pick me up, put me on the top of this mountain, and they start chanting. And I realize they thought I was gone. And I'll tell you something, I thought I was too.
Claire.
One more. We should get back to the bar.
You're right. You get near my fiance again, I'll kill you.
Let me say one more thing.
Check out the rack on that bar.
Hey, you're the sack. She'll come to you.
Oh my God. Yeah, she will. You're right.
Chase you down the whole fucking street, man.
Hold on a second. Let me talk to you for a second
about
here.
About what? About how you left me high and dry to get my ass kicked by Sack again?
Sack did that to you?
And how long have you been sneaking around with Gloria behind my back?
I wanted to tell you about Gloria. I tried to. I didn't know how. I'm sorry that you had to find out this way. I'll level with you. I care about her a lot. I love her.
What? You're unbelievable. Judas! Rule number five, you're an idiot.
You're wrong to pull out the rule book on this. There was never any rules about this. What's the rule about walking away? Never walk away on a crasher in a funny jacket. Rule number 115. You're an asshole.
I'm awake, you're still sleeping. The sun will rise like yesterday.
Hey, John, it's Jeremy. Just call to see what you're up to. Love to hear back from you, ma'am. Give me a shot.
And we'll do the wedding in peaches and apricots. Even though it's a two wedding, the weather's turned nasty, warm colors will really help you.
That's right, and a beautiful time.
Don't you go away tomorrow.
Open up, man.
Does anyone ever feel like they're just disappearing? I feel so much like giving up.
Not getting enough attention. Love doesn't exist. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys, and I'm not picking on love because I don't think friendship exists either.
Soul searching lately, and I think that I'm ready to take this relationship, our relationship, to the next level, to what the next level of the relationship would be.
Jeremy,
is that good?
I'm so ready to take it to the next level too.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want to watch me with a girl? What about those Brazilian twins we met at the ball game?
I was thinking more along the lines of an engagement, but that sounds. Terrific. That sounds unbelievable. The Brazilian girls were very nice. They were similar.
Oh, Jeremy, I do.
I love you.
I love you.
I can't believe that they're getting married. I mean, don't you think that's really soon?
Well, you know, Gloria, she's impetuous. Has to have what she wants when she wants it. Well, we had to give her a sweet 16 on our 13th birthday. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember. But this is marriage.
You know what you want, you know what you want. So, which of these do you like?
Well, I could go with the tall tapered arrangement with tulips and freesias and orchids, or I could go with a votive of roses and lilies. I don't know.
Claire Bear.
Yeah?
What's wrong? Look. We have no way of knowing what lays ahead for us in the future. All we can do is use the information at hand. to make the best decision possible. It's gonna be fine. Whole life is gonna be fine.
Happy birthday. Can't let a little pissing and moaning break tradition.
All right, it's today.
See, you've been getting into a little light reading.
I bought that for a friend.
Yeah. So how you been?
Great. Really spectacular.
Oh, good. What have you been up to?
Yeah, you know, this and that. Crashing weddings.
Alone?
No. Not alone.
Well, who you been crashing with then?
Chaz.
Chaz?
Chaz.
John, you don't even know Chaz. Don't
say... Yes, I do. He's a great guy. We've been having a ball together.
All right, look. I wanted to come by here and tell you that I feel really bad about everything that's happened between us. Your friendship means a lot to me. I miss seeing you.
I know. Look, I'm happy for you. I'm glad you found someone.
I can't tell you how glad it makes me to hear you say that, man. Get on in here. Let the big bear get his paws on you. You know I love you. It's good to see you,
man. Good to see you.
Are you sure you've been okay? This does not look like a guy who's been okay.
It's
like a mosh pit in here. Listen, I'm getting married.
Get out.
What? You just sat there and said that you were happy for me, then.
I'm hanging by a thread. I'm reading Don't Kill Myself books.
You said that the book wasn't yours.
Don't worry about the book. It isn't mine. But I glanced at it.
John, you've been my friend for 16 years. I'm getting married. I need you there to be my best man.
Kindly leave.
I'm trying...
Kindly leave.
It'd mean a lot to me if you came.
Oh, I bet it would, hillbilly.
What?
White trash?
What are you talking about?
Out. Out.
You better get your ass to that wedding.
Yeah?
Hi, is Chaz here? Chaz?
What the fuck do you want?
I'm John Beckwith. I'm friends with Jeremy Gray.
God damn it. Why didn't you say so?
Come here, brother. Give me a hug. Bring it in for the real thing. Let's see.
Yeah.
God damn you. I almost numbchucked you. You don't even realize...
Ouch.
Yeah.
Is this your place?
No. No, I live with my ma.
Oh.
Yeah. You hungry? Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
Chaz, I think I'm okay. I had a bite right before I came over. Thank you.
You sure? How's my protege?
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Boy, he...
J-Bone.
J-Bone is, believe it or not, he's getting married.
What? What an idiot! Oh, what a loser! Good! Good! More for me and you.
More for...
I gotta go.
Hey, babe. Yeah. You do whatever you have to do.
Strong. I'm just living the dream.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man, I feel like, wow. It's like I come over. It's like I don't know what to expect. I got to be honest. I come in, it's like a little like I'm trying to get my bearings. There's cartoons, your mom, and it's like you still got it. Look at her. Just living the dream. I love that. You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
Yes. I knew you'd come. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
What is she doing? I never know what she's doing back there.
Just living the dream. Where'd you get that girl?
She's hot. I got her yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah. I rode my bike over to a cemetery nearby. Her boyfriend just died.
You met her at a funeral?
Yeah. Dude died in a hang gliding accident. What an idiot.
Oh, I'm hang gliding, honey. Take a good picture. I'm dead.
What a freak.
You met her at a funeral?
Yeah, I'll throw in a wedding every now and then. But funerals are insane. The chicks are so horny, it's not even fair. It's like fishing with dynamite.
Horny.
Yeah, crazy horny.
I just had a funeral.
Grief is nature's most powerful aphrodisiac. Huh. Look it up.
I didn't know that.
That's what I've learned.
Ma, the meatloaf! Fuck!
Saturday. I got one Saturday. You're coming with.
Jess, I'm sorry. I'm not judging you because I think you're an innovator, but there's no way I'm ready for that.
A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to cast a stone.
So senseless.
A time to embrace.
Damn you, Roger.
A time to refrain.
Roger. Oh! Damn you, Roger! Damn it! Damn you!
So that no man can find out the
word. Right.
God make us from the beginning to the end.
I don't know about you people,
I know that there is no good in them for man to rejoice and to do good in his life. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth. As the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they all have one breath. So that a man hath no preeminence above the beast.
While each man thinks he knows love, love, we have learned, is a mystery. That's what makes today so special. We witness two people choosing to marry. One's they truly love.
Hey! He's the best man.
Although we may choose whom we marry, we don't always choose
Claire,
whom we love.
I'm not here to bother you. I just came to be his best man. Don't worry
love
about me. Pretend I'm not here.
Thing, it moves in strange directions.
I'm not a nut.
Not confined to logic. Love.
You look really pretty, by the way. That's all I'm going to say.
It's unearned.
I
can't stop thinking about you. It's all I think about, and I don't know what to do. I'm sorry. Where it was never
expected. You see, love is mysterious. Love is mysterious.
God, I miss you.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Claire. Well, listen, Claire, will you wait just a second? All I wanted was a second alone so I could try to explain things. But I've never gotten that chance. Maybe I don't deserve it. So here goes. For longer than I care to remember, my business has been crashing weddings. I crashed weddings to meet girls. Business was good. I met a lot of girls. And it was childish. It was juvenile.
And pathetic.
Yeah. That's probably the best word to describe it. But you know what? It also led me to you. So it's hard for me to completely regret it. And that person that you met back at your folks' place, that was really me. Maybe not my name. I'm John Beckwith, by the way. Or my job. But the feelings we felt, the jokes, the stupid laughs, that was all me. I've changed. I've realized something. I crashed a funeral earlier, and I... It wasn't my idea. I was basically dragged to it. I went with Chaz, who you forgot to tell me is totally insane. He also might be a genius, because it actually does work. He's cleaning up.
John!
I'm sorry. That's neither here nor there. And I see this widow, and she's a wreck. She's just lost the person she loves the most in this world. And I realize we're all going to lose the people we love. That's the way it is. But not me. Not right now. Because the person I love the most is standing right here. And I'm not ready to lose you yet. Claire, I'm not standing here asking you to marry me. I'm just asking you not to marry him. And maybe take a walk. Take a chance.
Wow! This congregation really doesn't care about how depressing your life is, John. Okay? Claire, baby, could you go back up on the altar so we can have a wedding?
I'm sorry. I am.
What? Secretary, your daughter's a little...
Zach, I've always liked you. So I put up with your stories about scallops and otters, and it's all good because you seem to make her happy, and that's what matters to me most. But this is her decision. Huh? I stand by my daughter.
You don't know shit. Claire, go back up on the altar.
No.
Claire, get up on that altar right now.
Stop it.
Claire, get your fucking ass on that altar right now!
Wow. Getting a nice preview of what marriage is going to be like with Ike Turner here. Oh, God, here goes.
Sure that with the Dalai Lama, jackass.
I think I had him.
I know you did. Just go kiss the broad.
It'd be a total cliche if I kissed you right now.
Yes.
Just wonderful. So damn beautiful. With every death, there comes rebirth. It's a circle of life. We're gonna be all right.
Lucy Moore wedding, 3 p.m.
Hey.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just saying.
It would have great tempura.
I don't even have a backstory. I don't know, forget it. Talking out loud.
We're a folk singing group from Salt Lake City. Yeah!
Yes, we are.
Decisive stare, the time it takes to get from here to there. My ribs that show through t-shirts and these shoes I got for free. I'm unconsoled, I'm lonely, I am so much better than I used to be.
Side to side, and I'm thinking of what I had. You're my sweetheart. You're my sweetheart. And if I never see you again, just want you to know. In the park, and the dark ran round the tracks, lights lit up. People running round in their shorts in the rain. Again and again. Thinking that you're my sweetheart. You're my sweetheart. I can hardly see. Try. Yeah, I'm gonna try.
Nakili waits it out. She's only young enough for something to heal in the sick and dumb.